He is back after an absence of several weeks. Eamon Dowling is back in the hot seat. Welcome. Nice to see you again on a Thursday. It's a good day for a glass of wine.
That's correct, Dave, and it's good to be back after a small little break down in Cape Town.
When you say you had a small little breakdown, it was like a medical emergency.
No, down in Cape Town, not breakdown, Cape Town.
So you have breakdown. Okay, gotcha. Got it. So you were out looking at new wines, new product, new everything exciting and delicious.
Mostly, Dave, what I could see and what I could get my hands on to make our store a little bit more uniquer in what we carry at the moment. And one of the farms that I did go to see was Velta Frida in Robinson area called Bonnie Vale. And I came across it's called a Calcrete Chardonnay. It's new from the farm. And as you know, it's made by Philip Yonker. And they also do a range of MCCs.
Did you tell Philip that the name is kind of
a bit like building a five-story house?
It's like concrete Chardonnay. No, it's not concrete. It's Calcrete. Calcrete. It's close. It's close, and no cigar. But I presume that that's because he's a technical man and he understands what Calcrete is.
Very technical. And this soil is it's limestone, which where it gets its name from the Calcrete soils, which run all the way through Velta Frida, right through the Robinson Valley to Boncarage, down as far as Robinson, down to Van Leeuwen. And these were one of the first ones to make the Calcrete from the Chardonnay. It's the Chardonnay that we're going to be tasting. It's a 2023 vintage. And I thought it was absolutely stunning.
Oh, you like it?
Yes, because it's one of these, Chardonnay is either wooded or unwooded. This is totally different. Taste-wise, you would actually think you were drinking...
Taste the Calcrete.
No, you can't taste the Calcrete. You would actually think you're drinking between a Sauvignon Blanc and a Chenin Blanc. It's somewhere in between the two. But if you've ever tasted Chablis...
Oh!
It's similar style to that, but when you taste it, you will see what you will come across what I'm talking about. It's got that all the elements of a Chardonnay. You've got that creaminess... little bit of vanilla. The oak is there, but not really. You won't really taste the oak in it. But it's got layers and layers of fruit, which is absolutely delicious. I thought it was... I'm not a big fan of Chardonnay. I drink them and I'll taste them. But to me, I really enjoyed this. I thought it was absolutely delicious.
Well,
I thought it was gorgeous.
Why don't we just pop the... spin the cap and take a little dram... And then we'll be able to, from the heart, give you an opinion. And I'm hoping for a good one.
Waiting here patiently for you to say that you sent him on his way. You sent him on his way. And I know you're worried, been tossing and turning. It's keeping you away. Thinking it was a mistake, but it's time. You know he was no good, had to let him go. You'll be fine. Just reach out your hand, now you got mine to hold. I'm telling you that, ooh, we were meant to be. Darling, can't you see that I'm your whole wide world? And he's a drop in the ocean. Ooh, wouldn't you agree? I'm the only ship that's sailing on. He's a drop in the ocean. A drop in the ocean. A drop in the ocean. What the earth brings, and don't sweat the small things. It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. It's only a moment. Just keep moving forward. I'ma make it mine. Yeah, I'ma make it mine. But it's time. You knew he was no good. Had to let him go. And you'll be fine. Just reach out your hand, and you got mine to hold. I'm telling you.
see that, ooh, we were meant to be. Darling, can't you see that I'm your whole wide world? And he's dropping the ocean, ooh.
That's Omi with Aaron Hoppa doing his drop in the ocean. We've been having a drop in the glass. And this is the Weltevrede. It's the Kalkreet Chardonnay 2021. And wow, I mean, you know, here I was, 2023, I beg your pardon. 2023, I don't know, I had my odd notes all wrong. But the interesting thing is the way you described it as a very similar to Chablis, and it definitely has that kind of lively, it's almost happy note to it. The tasting notes, they say, because Kalkreet is only found in the limestone-rich Appalachian between Bonnie Vale and Robertson, the terroir of acrid broken shale rock on ancient petrified maritime deposits, Kalkreet defines this region with its crystalline minerality. There it is. That's what I was referring to. With it's there, it's but there. It's not.
It doesn't overpower the wine, Dave.
A taste of wet stone and almost maritime sea spray. That is there as well, but again, not in an unpleasant way, because you can imagine a kind of sea spray wine wouldn't necessarily go with everyone.
Yeah, true. Very true.
So it has the saline palate and oyster shell minerality. All of that is right, and limey. Luminescent light green, lime green radiance. It almost sounds too harsh to be delicious, but they absolutely, it's a revitalizing cool sensation on the palate, a mouth-watering tension, steeliness, the taste of gunflint and lime. Again, I think they're getting it a bit mixed up with a kind of Western
with the way they're describing it. Yes.
You know, they harp on the minerality, etc., which would put the ordinary person, I think, possibly a bit on their guard. You've got to drink it. It's absolutely delightful.
It is. For a Chardonnay, for what it is, it's I personally think, and I think they've done a great job of making this particular style of Chardonnay. It's for somebody who doesn't like Chardonnay or who wants to get into drinking Chardonnay, I think this is a good entry level for them. Or if they don't like Sauvignon Blanc, which is a lot of citrus and a lot of acidity, especially with 23s now because they've just been released, I think this will fit ideally into that category. Oh. It kind of bridges that gap between Sauvignon Blanc, Chenin Blanc, and Chardonnay. So it's somewhere in between the two.
It would suit them all. The more sophisticated palate that is not delving into the fruit salad or the, you know, the very sweet white
stuff.
Wine.
Yes, no, definitely.
But it's not a harsh, it's not a dry, it's not a bitter drink at all. No, it's delightful.
It's not like your normal Chardonnay. It's a totally different style altogether.
And I would imagine if it was ice cold, it would be even more delightful.
It'd be even better, yeah. Unfortunately, it's chilled, but not chilled enough.
You can imagine if this was absolutely chilled to the degree where it sends a shiver down your spine, yes, it would be even more delightful on the palate.
Definitely.
But it is, as it comes out of the bottle like this, it heartily recommended.
Yeah,
the Weltevrede Jonker family estate, Kalkreet Chardonnay. Ignore the name, by the way, Kalkreet.
Kalkreet.
I mean, it's just, I'm sure not everyone would have that reaction.
But Dave, it's a beautiful farm if anybody ever goes down there to go and visit, because they also do MCCs.
Okay.
A complete range of MCCs. And I had the privilege of going underneath in their cellars there. And just to go a little bit further with that, underneath, they did a big revamp there a couple of years ago, and they were blocking up certain old cellars that they used to mature the wine in concrete underneath. So in the old days, the concrete cellars underneath, they used to use beeswax to seal all the walls off, and then the wine, the juice would be poured into there. And
so it was like a huge tank.
Huge concrete tank underground under the winery. And so what they did is, with modernization, stainless steel concrete eggs, your stainless steel vats, wooden barrels, everything was done above ground now. So underneath, they store a lot of MCC. So in one particular case, while they were redoing these little caverns underneath. The builders came in and they blocked a lot of them off. And 2 days later, the guys went down, actually the owners, Philip, went down, and they were looking for MCC and they couldn't find it anywhere. They thought now the worst came to the worst, that the builders who were doing the renovation now maybe have taken it away with them discreetly. But so many bottles in 2 nights, impossible. So they were there, then they finally discovered a wall where one of them had blocked up. So they knocked a little hole in the wall, looked inside, and there's 2,700 bottles of MCC inside.
How long have they been there?
Now, they've been there, I believe, now for the last, 3 to 4 years.
So they would have got to a point where they need to be turned.
They need to be turned, but the other side to that is now, because they've made it, the duty is also due on it to the receiver of revenue. So they also had to come and investigate, well, where is this wine? So they had to make the hole a little bit bigger so they could look inside this and count all those bottles so they could claim the duties for the taxman on it. So what they decided to do was they blocked up the hole, and those MCCs are going to be in there for the next maybe 20 to 30 years.
Oh, really? They're just going to leave them there?
They're just going to leave them there. So that if I'm around...
It's a bold experiment because it could go spectacularly wrong, I presume.
It can do. It can go quite the opposite, and they'll end up with just bottles of water.
Yeah.
Bottles of, well... basically water, grape juice.
Well, maybe a lot of sediment in it. Vinegar might be the more appropriate, but it'll be interesting to see. So 20 years time, watch the space. If we're around in 20 years, it'll be lovely. How nice.
And then they've got lovely rose gardens there as well, Dave, in the front, which is also part of their biodiversity of the farm. And not every rose tree is different. Different color roses, and when I was there, they're in full bloom, and some deep red, some I've never seen the colors on roses as well I've seen in those gardens that they have there. Fabulous, absolutely stunning. And I do a bit of gardening myself, but
roses don't do terribly well on the coast. Not here. But there, because it's cold enough.
Absolutely stunning, absolutely divine. Great place to go and visit.
Well, fantastic. Mm. But getting back to the wine, are you going to be offering this as a taster
Weekend? Dave, the weekend we're going to be tasting Saturday, Sunday, 12 to 2. We might extend it on Saturday from maybe 10 to 2, just to give people a little bit extra chance to try it.
Wow.
And with the big game of rugby on Saturday as well. What a pleasure.
It would be an absolute win to have a couple of bottles of this with you as we celebrate, no doubt.
Our big win on Saturday.
And then it might put the right spirit on the table.
Spirit on the table, as they say. And then at a relatively reasonable price for a Chardonnay of this caliber, $169.99, Dave.
Okay, well, that is good. That's excellent. Mm. So it's definitely a premier wine. It's a premium wine, and something that is, well, it's unusual in a white Chardonnay.
It is. It just caught my taste buds when I was asked to taste it, and then I just love it.
Mm.
Normally I drink Sauvignon Blanc, but Chardonnay, this has got a different aspect than Chardonnay now altogether.
It's a good and I gave you the wrong date initially, but this is probably going to improve if you lay it down gently.
Maybe in the next 2 to 3 years max. I wouldn't keep it any longer because it hasn't gone into wood.
Okay.
It hasn't touched wood at all. But maybe 2-3 years
might get a little bit better. Okay.
So
it's the short term that you buy for now, and you're buying ahead because of the price differential. You get it at this year's price, and in 2 years' time, drink it and you'll love it. You can drink it right now. As it is, it's absolutely perfect. Wonderful. Competition is coming up.
Dave, yeah. Excuse me. We've got a Glenmorangie competition still running at the moment, but it finishes this Sunday.
So if you're a golfer and you want to get a new golf bag full of little treats, well, pop to Lifestyle Superspa. Lifestyle Tops. Tops at Lifestyle. You go to Superspa as well. Why not? It's not going to help you with getting to the competition, though. Go to Tops. Say hi. Buy a little Glenmorangie, whatever floats your boat.
Glenmorangie 10-year-old. They're bourbon cask. It's $5.49 a bottle at the moment. Its normal price is $5.89. And you're in a stand a chance to win that beautiful golf bag at the front of the store. All you have to do, your name, phone number on the back of your tail slip. And in the entry box at the back of the till.
Simple as that. That's it. Could be yours. Got to be in it to win it. So go and enter. And that's where we leave it for today. The wine of the week brought to you by Tops at Lifestyle. My very special guest, Eamon Dowling. We'll catch up in a week's time with another exciting discovery from the Vintner. And we're going to drink some whiskey now with Chris Stapleton.